do remember, Alliance is having their birthday bash, Flagga and Looch birthday bash. That is happening on May the 27th at the Jamaican Association. DJs on the bill: Fire T, Little Vicious, Crystal Sound, and DJ Sheaf. Also, Hands-On Eco Gardening is doing a community giveaway. For more information...
They say I'm on drugs. I'm working. The drug is hip hop. Love is like Crystal Monte on the mighty CKT 9.3 FM. Said you belong to the streets, but the streets belong to me. It's like home to me. It's like home to me. I tatted your passport up. Now it's looking like a arm sleeve. Just know that was on me. And when you see Chanel, I wish that's how you saw me. That shit you tell Chanel, I wish that. Said you belong to the streets, but the streets belong to me. It's like home to me.
I see you, DJ Maddie. Montreal, my city, it is May 20th. This is the number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. We are coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in sneakers and sportswear. We got bikes, we got TVs. This is the madness. DJ Maddie. So you already know, this is our Taboo special. If you ain't get your tickets for Taboo tomorrow night, oh man. A beautiful night of sexual discovery. But you know, we'll talk about that. Let's get into some Drake. It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
And when you see Chanel, I wish that's how you saw me. That shit you tell Chanel, I wish that's how you called me. That raw shit, that honesty, yeah. You know I love you more than all them niggas put together. And it's a lot of niggas trust, I put the list together. And it's a lot just to assume we're meant to be together. You gotta live that shit for real, you can't just say whatever. You can never tell nobody that you held me down. If it was ride or die, then you should've been there right now. So I don't care how you're yelling at me. How much I gotta spend for you to pipe down? How deep I gotta dig for you to pipe down? All the things I've done up until right now, I need 1,000 pages just to write it down. Writing down these feelings, it's been overdue. Don't know how many pens it's gonna take to get over you. How much I got a pen for you to pipe down. How deep I gotta dig for you to pipe down. Tried to run it back 100 times. The world is yours, but the city's mine. Can't believe you put it on your mother's life. Can't believe you told me it was right or die. Cause you're not here somehow, you're still alive. True enough, I knew you from the other side. I set my expectations way too high.
Hey, that's how you feel this morning. DJ Manny and the ones and twos. We are the guardians of the galaxy. Montreal, my city, 7:02 in the morning. We up, we up, we up, we up. You can't just do it like regular people. Big up to my Haitian community in Montreal. PNF, Saint Michel, RDP, Rive Sud, Dagenet. I see you, Matty. You gotta hold your thing, you know. Y'all coming to Gala tomorrow, you know. Taboo, a blast off. The queen's in the building. Porsche kisses. I hear it's her show now. They say she took over. They say we need more Porsche on the Morning Detour. That's how we doing things this morning. DJ Manny and the ones and twos. It's the Morning Detour. Let's go. You know, I know some of y'all in Montreal, y'all like to double up. Y'all like to triple up. I mean, big up yourself. We outside, man. R&B in the city this weekend. Femo's doing some meditation this weekend. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. If you ain't feel good to be a Montreal, I can't help you. DJ Maddie.
Get a confession. I don't think I want you anymore. There's no room for questions. I saw our panties on the bathroom floor. Been putting up with this for far too long. You ain't gonna change, boy. What's the point in stringing me?
We got Taboo happening tomorrow. If you didn't get your tickets, tickets are available in our bio, Detour 514. We got Smashing Sweet MTL. We got Sexor Plays here with the sex toys. We got Panya Lyrics LP in the building. Oh, you got to come to Taboo. It's going to be crazy. Or Dervis and Champagne. DJ Bad, you're not easy, you know. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant. You know how I do things.
Yeah. I feel so amazing. I flex my skills. I was at Daisy. I took a trip. Birdie's going crazy. I made some meals. I know they gon' hate it. Rapping in a transformer. Door go in the earth. Trash a red ball. She so pretty. I hit a bird. Free cell phone. I got bitches everywhere. Never take the
local
pussy nowhere.
Future took the business and ran it for me. I let Ollie take the aisle, told him brand it for me. I get 2 million a pop and that's standard for me. Like I went blind, dog, you gotta hand it to me. Gotta give me that shit, dog. Prayed, then I prayed again. Had a moment, but it came and went. You don't wanna play with him. There'll be money, you like 8 a.m. Pinky ring till I get a wedding ring. Love my brothers, cut them in on anything. And you know it's King Slime, Drizzy, damn. She just said I'm bae, I hit a thizzle dance, man. Either hand is the upper hand. Got a bubble on my other hand. This shit ain't no 100 bands. Palace look like Buckingham. Bill so big, I call them Williams, for real. Reasons to go crazy, got a trillion, for real. They been trying me, but I'm resilient, for real. I can't go in public like civilian, for real. And I'll hardly take offense. Money for revenge, man, that's hardly an expense. I'll hang in checks off of all of my events. I like all the profit, man, I hardly do percents. A big part of me resents niggas that I knew from when I started in this shit. They see what I got, and man, it's hard to be content. Fuck what they got, fuck what they got, fuck what they got.
Hey, hey, you know what I'm saying? You want to talk to her like she was the first love, right? You still have dreams about her. You still want to walk through it a little bit. This Saturday. Portia, don't give me that look like that, Portia. You know they're going to write books about you. They're going to find you in hieroglyphs. Future aliens going to know about Portia kisses. It started off with a smashing sweet and then became a chocolate empire. It's that true love, Wizkid. You know how we do things. Get your tickets to Taboo tomorrow night. The Morning Detour 92.8 Agency is giving you a night of sexual discovery. Let's go.
Why you days when I'm not with you, babe? Ooh, your love keeps me warm. Unconditional prisoner, number one. Your love gave me something I want. Your one gave me something to feel. Your one gave me something.
something that's real, so true. At the end of the day, this is true.
Montreal, my city, we don't love your city. We outside this summer. Big up yourself, Jazzle. I know you love the whiskey, you know. A true love, okay.
Still, I want more. True love. My days when I'm not with you, babe. Ooh, your love keeps me warm. Unconditional prisoner, number one. Your love gave me something I want. Your one gave me something to feel. Your one gave me something that's real, so true love. At the end of the day, this is true.
Portia, you know. Hey, yeah. I be asleep to Nigeria, man. Hey.
She control me. She did tell me, baby, boss, don't you fool me.
You gotta let bleed on this one.
More than ever, I can't leave her.
Hold on.
Only thing I...
The number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser. Portia Kisses. Sales from HLR, DJ Manny, the ones and twos. You know how we do things? We're live on YouTube, on Facebook, The Morning Detour. Keep it live.
Need me more than ever, I can't leave her. Only thing I know is that I need her. Need me more than ever, I can't leave her. Only thing I know is that I need her. Need me more than ever, I can't leave her.
I see you, baby.
Need me more than ever, I can't leave her. Only thing I know is that I need her now. So much different ways that I can see her. Only one thing that's gonna make me keep her now. She always ride for me, therefore I'm alone. And when I call, girl, you're always by the phone. Need me more than ever, I can't leave her. Only thing I know is that I need her. Nobody else can act like this, what do you mean? She come over.
Montreal, my city, 7:30 in the morning detour. Shout out to all the mothers getting their kids ready for school. Shout out to everybody coming off of the overnight. If you're getting ready to go to work, even though when you go in, you can follow us online, ckt.ca. Portia Kisses in the building, HLR, DJ Manny 1 and 2. Tomorrow night, we're doing our taboo night. Our night of sexual discovery. Pull them up on them a little bit, DJ Mike. We moving like it's a Jamaican association up in here. Where the Reds tripe at? We need that Ray and Nephew early in the morning. So pick up yourself to all my Montrealists, the number one morning show in the country. I appreciate you. For the next 2 hours, to give you the best in news, reviews, and interviews. We're going to talk sex a little bit this morning. We're going to ruffle some feathers. But you know how we do things. DJ Maddie, give him the Dodo remix.
Mademoiselle, your body calling me, and I let oh, my baby, show my baby, tell you. Your booty body, they make a bad man kick you. I want to know, can I fly you out and give you some of my love, love, love? I want to know, no, no, yeah.
speaking French, I speak your language. But like I lie, you do me damage. African bad guy, you so savage. Don't be selfish, get a seat on my face. You turn me on a little too crazy. Can't get enough of you, oh baby. Girl, you're so sexy, I won't confess. Baby, every time I'm okay.
Si devant ça, moi je perds mes mots. Je vais prendre un peu ton time là. T'as trop parlé maintenant que je suis là, faut assumer.
Oh pretty baby, oh pretty young man. Je prendrai aucun avis. Oh pretty young man.
On pourra faire ça dans une Tesla. En manque d'action, je tiens à toutes tes trésors.
T'es ma wifi, donc forcément toi tu restes là. Et je t'entendrai jusqu'à ce que tu me détestes.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning veto on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
This is a Roswell beat.
This one sounds like you want me going to water with this one. I know what this one sounds like. Sound like some waterworks, this one right here. Yeah. Yeah. 7:16 in the morning. The morning detour. Oh, man, it's crazy. It sounds like I'm hearing an echo. There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Hey, that's our Lover Boy joint right there. And get you ready early in the morning. It is 7:16 in the morning. This is the morning detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. I'm alongside Portia Kisses from Smash the Sweet MTL. How are you doing this morning, Queen?
Good morning. I'm good. You?
I'm good, man. I see that our table is closer to the glass this morning. Mm-hmm. Shout to Shondell. The mask continues. Shout out to my boy Sales HLR in the building. So, you know, it's got DJ Manny. So, if you're watching us live on YouTube and on Facebook, salutations this morning. So, tomorrow night, we have our great night, Taboo Night, Night of Sexual Discovery. What kind of talkers do you have ready?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Just have a Barbie masturbating.
How do we know we can do that this early this morning?
Hey. Pause.
Yeah, how do we know we can do that this early in the morning, man? You always do the craziest things with Barbie. Yes. You got to leave Barbie alone, goddammit.
Nah, Barbie has to have a little fun, you know? Barbie live.
Listen, I'm trying to make sense of everything. I wanted to talk about, you know, our sex night tomorrow night, and then, you know, we have the shooting in Buffalo, so it's like a mixed bag of nuts. So it's kind of filthy here on the morning detour in the morning. Then I don't know what to make of it. You know, we got to talk about it. We have a lot of cases of monkeypox going on.
Yep.
I feel like we're living Planet of the Apes and Bird Box all at the same time.
For real, it really is crazy.
But yet they're still asking back for some of that CERB money. So don't get too froggy at the day party. Shout out to Malik Shee that, you know, I caught his video the other day. Was giving people the etiquette of what to wear at the day party. My only thing is this. If you want to wear the open toe, you know, guys don't get fliggity now. You know, mm-hmm. I see a lot of men now. It's trendy now, sales, to be out there with the open toe. You got to get the pedicure, man.
Hey.
Get the pedicure, man. Listen, shout out to the nail techs doing the pedicure. That's one filthy, filthy job. Yo, that's real. Not everybody has great feet.
I have really cute feet. I can only fan these, okay?
would you cancel a dude, Portia, if you didn't have cute feet? Like, if you didn't have good looking feet? Like if your feet looked like there was, like, jackhammer?
Wear socks. Just wear your socks on.
But see, I can't unknow certain things. Like, once you see them and they jack, they look like Thor's hammer went through it, right? And now he's wearing socks all the time. Every time you look down on the socks, you know what's under there.
I feel like for a female, it's different. Like, I feel like if a man has, like, feet, he's a man. You know what I mean? So it's okay. But if a girl has some toe-up feet, then...
I'm still trying to figure out what's the good eyelashes opposed to the bad eyelashes. Y'all need to put on a tutorial or a weekend seminar so we know which girl ain't looking right.
It's true. You know, listen, I've had some horrible lashes, so, you know, I can definitely contest to that.
95% of men have no idea what those lashes look like.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah. We don't even know. We don't even know how them things look like. So a lot of things is going on. We have some very up and down news, but first and foremost, our condolences goes out to the victims of the shooting in Buffalo. You know, a lot of our businesses lost their lives out there. They even had to fire one of the 911 dispatchers. Mm-hmm. I bet she hung up. Imagine that, sales. You're in a crisis. You're under duress. They got the guns on you. You called 911 and the dispatch hangs up on you.
No way. I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, listen, man, I keep it up to date. It's the morning detail, man. We take pride with our news up here, man. Shout out to Savvy with the information. But yeah, a lot is going on. Elon Musk always in the midst of the madness. I know we didn't talk too much about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. I don't know what's going on. I saw one headline the other day. The dog pooping in the bed and he's trying to say she's pooping in the bed. Yo, let me tell you, man. Some Hollywood celebrities are real messy, man. It's crazy on these streets. But, you know, we're a hip-hop show, so shout out to A$AP Rocky and Rihanna, that baby's out there. Yep. And it's funny, too, you know, we have two jokes. We don't talk about Chris Brown, we talk about Drake all at the same time. So let me open up with Drake. I know y'all saw the video with Drake with his son in the gym early. Adonis looking like albino with the curly hair.
He's so cute.
Working on that jumper. Y'all see the mini Drake?
Yeah, he's so cute, though.
Yo, I'm not ready. I don't think anybody's ready for Drake's kid at 21. You saw LeBron's son take the Firebird to prom. Imagine you're LeBron's son. I mean, it's like, yo, what car are you gonna pull out to prom? You know what I mean? The dirt bike Lamborghini. We're gonna go with the Maybach. Man, that would have been a crazy dream. You never think about that sometimes? Like, if you were like a celebrity's kid, imagine Porsche was Jay-Z and Beyonce's daughter.
I wish, adopt me, please.
I don't even know where to start, Porsche, for you. I don't know where to start. You know, are you traveling all over the place to try, you know, to get the fashions? I don't know what you do it.
I'd be, oh my gosh, I can only imagine. It'd be a wonderful day.
Oh, man, it's crazy. And also, too, you know, Chris Brown with the petty, you know, he had sent us his congratulations. When I saw that, I said, let me ask Porsche. Should he have not congratulated them on the baby? I feel like Chris Brown is like the ultimate love of light skin petty. And not, you know, and I'm not doing colorism. I'm just telling you what it is. Drake and Chris Brown move a little different. You know, even J. Cole's light skin, but J. Cole don't move like them dudes, though.
I think I have a tad of that petty. No, congrats. So cute. Adorbs.
Listen, I know we spoke about it last week, but Porsche is definitely a part of the LaSalle chapter. She's of the petty commission. You're definitely the head of the LaSalle chapter, for sure, of the petty committee. But do you feel Chris Brown shouldn't have healed, you know, give him congratulations? He ain't close to ASAP like that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, congratulations. It's a new baby. Congrats.
Listen, man. If I'm Chris Brown, I'm all kind of petty. I'm still mad over Karrueche. No, nobody want to talk about it. I'm still mad over Karrueche. And I still want to be. Imagine that. The two top guys in R&B and rap, Drake and Chris Brown, were fighting over one chick from Barbados for the longest. I love it. Yo, island girls, I tell you, man, there's something in the water, the coconut water. I don't know what it is. The red stripe. I don't know what it is.
The red stripe.
Island gals.
And, you know, listen, on the low, Guyana's kind of quiet, too. You know what I mean? No, ain't nobody want to talk about Guyana, which leads me to think something I go on in Guyana. Something I go on in Guyana. You know when a place is a little bit too quiet? I become a little bit apprehensive. Because, what's really going on in Guyana now?
Take a trip.
there is, you know, quiet is kept. There is that famous Guyana pasta pasta that no one seems to talk about. Everybody seems to have a copy of the tape at home. The one of them old pasta pasta DVDs. He's still got the tape with the marker in on the CD. It's crazy, man. But this morning, I want to give a shout out to Crystal Lake Healthcare and Rehabilitation. They sent me a beautiful cup. So shout out to Crystal Lake and a t-shirt. I got to start wearing a promotional t-shirt on the show a little bit. But Al Capone built Crystal Lake. At first, it was like this like big-ass mansion with his mom or whatsoever. And now it's like a rehabilitation center. I need to go out there. Crystal Lake out there in New Jersey. Shout out to everybody out there. Thank you for the cup. And got this nice little red bottom. I don't know. Porsche is jealous. Porsche didn't get a cup. Yo, we hit Porsche with the plastic cup this week. I heard our Euro show this, Porsche. So me, I'm going to sit back and just let Porsche talk. You know, we could do all entertainment news and keep it moving.
So what's in your cup this morning, Weezy?
Taylor Port.
You know, man, it's too early for that.
No, the funny thing about Taylor Port is a wine that you can get in the States. It's $8.
Okay.
It's called the Poor Man Henny. So all the blacks in college, college university in the States, they drink Tailport.
I took a little sippy sip this morning, and
it's for the throat. You know, I'm giving you a little aperçu for tomorrow night, because tomorrow night we're doing our taboo night, a night of sexual discovery. And this morning, I know it's a morning show, but we have to repeal some of the misconceptions. Yes, we're going to talk about sex toys. Yes, we're going to talk about self-gratification. But before we get to all that, I'm waiting till, you know, everybody kind of warm up a little bit, do some news. Maybe around 8:10, we'll go into it. We're going to give away 2 tickets for Taboo. So Taboo is a night of sexual discovery. So we have Sexual Pleasures, a black-owned company. They're a sex toy retailer. Not only are they coming with sex toys, they come with the hottest and newest toys on the market.
Okay.
They said they ordered all the new-ish. All the new stuff's coming out, right? But not only for women. I know a lot of women bought tickets, but it's also for men as well. There's toys for men as well. And, you know, we're going to talk about the misconceptions in the West Indian community as well, Portia, about the toys and so forth. But also we have Smashing Sweet MTL. I think your chocolate creations are the best things in life. I feel this should be like a mini series of all of your creations at the end. I think we should do animation with Barbie and just have her do different things. Because, yo, if you have her move around different ways and we take different frame shots, we could build a dialogue. And I'll narrate like the Black Ken.
Uh-huh.
Of your chocolates.
Thank you.
People are very excited for your highly suggestive chocolates you're going to have tomorrow. So we're doing breasts tomorrow?
We are.
Okay. Smash the Sweet MTL. Make sure you follow that on IG. Smashable Cakes. Custom designs. Make everything pretty. Well, you know, you do non-suggestive stuff as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do children's things as well.
Yo, you're a mixed bag of nuts. Yo, your page as well. You'll go from like Harry Potter cupcakes to like Barbie drunk on a cake with Bacardi and gin.
Yep, I like variety.
But I love the creativity.
Thank you.
Also, you're a black woman, entrepreneur, doing your own thing. You like it so far, being your
own
boss?
I love it. It's like, it's fun to create stuff. I love it.
So who's your first employee? Your daughter?
My daughter really was my first employee. Yes. She quit on me. She's
so
over.
She didn't hit you with that help plan, huh?
No.
She didn't give you the help plan, no dental, huh?
She's over it. She's like, no, I'm good.
So Smash the Suite, you're going to have a table down here at Taboo tomorrow night. That's going down. DJ Kick, 6714 Fielding. We also have Panier Lux LP. I've seen some of the baskets they're going to feature tomorrow night.
Fire.
It feels expensive.
Yeah.
It feels expensive, but sexy, though. I love a gift basket, Maddie. You know what I mean? Because you don't have to get one thing. All the multiple things are in there, and there's always a liquor in there.
And you don't even have to think about it. It's just all put together for you.
They even have a basket, you know, quiet as kept. I'm going to let some secrets out this morning. They have a basket with a coconut in it. Well, that's the theme. Oh, yeah, nice. Come on down tomorrow. So we're going to give away, maybe, you know, we do the mix around 8:15. We're going to give away 2 tickets to Taboo, Night of Sexual Discovery. So you have Smash the Sweet Chocolates, all crazy. You have Panier Lux, along with Pally. And then you have Sexual Pleasures, going to be the latest sex toys. And on top of that, I was like, you know, Portia, that's not enough. You know, black people, I know you. When y'all come out, y'all get hungry. So, you know, we have some hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
I think we have 2 different caterers. I forget the name of the original caterer. Clarence did that. Shout out to 9208 Agency. But I know Gourmet by Design, I guilt trip him into bringing the plates. I don't know what he's going to bring. He's like, yo, you ain't got a kitchen. You know these bougie caterers. No, we don't have a kitchen at DJ Kicks. Bring the thing pre-made, fam. Like, what are you saying? What are you saying? But yeah, we're going to have champagne. We're going to have a mini bar. Hair by D is going to be here as well. I forgot to say, man, we have an extra caveat. I didn't put this on the flyer. If that's not enough, I said, you know what? We have somebody enlightening black folk in the building. I'm going to bring Regine Kwaku. Regine Kwaku is a critically acclaimed relationship and emotional coach for 1 hour at 9 o'clock. She'll answer all the questions.
That's dope.
Whatever is ailing you. You know what, Montreal? Hey, you know what, Montreal? We have a lot of pains and ailments. So whatever relationship, you know, or I guess emotional distress you are under, Regine Kwaku, you guys can look her up. She's written books. Journal de Molly, I call her all the time. She's been in Huffington Post. So she's the relationship and emotional coach. We'll give you that at 9 o'clock. We should have sold the tickets for $80. Mm. This is better when we do our retreat at the Hilton in Cornwall every third Thursday of the month for our petty congregation. It's better when we do all of that. I love the petty congregation. We'll talk about it next week, but I just want to get Portia's take on it. Have you watched the show on Netflix? What did I tell you it was called The Family?
I haven't.
So, let me say, I'm going to get too deep in the conspiracy. So, The Family, they say it's a fellowship. They say they're not an organization. They don't want publicity. But they're a group of Christians that have been running things in the background for a long time. They're big on building relationships. Every president, have you noticed, they go to this thing called the breakfast prayer. Every president goes to this thing. and it's run by the family. It's a fellowship of like Christians that are deep into politics. But what's very interesting about these guys, they have ties everywhere. They'll meet with anybody because they want to preach the word of God. Mm-hmm. So they met with Gaddafi. They met with, they'll meet with dictators. They meet everybody. It's a very interesting thing, man. It really explains to you the ascent of power. Their whole thing is that certain leaders are chosen. And once you're chosen, no matter what wrong you do, you are chosen by God to be a leader. So even if you do some really disgusting stuff, you are chosen by God. Therefore, we're going to keep helping you and abating you. That's the family. I tell you, yo, they got tentacles everywhere. They got tentacles everywhere. I urge people to watch it. And you watch it, you think, okay, this is just the family. How many secret dark organizations are there in the States? Are there in the world? Moving things around. You look at movies like Mission Impossible. And you know, what's my other favorite joke there? Jason Bourne, all those things. Everyone's like, yeah, it's just a joke. Remember when Enemy of the State came out? Everybody's like, oh no, they're not tracking our phones. They're not watching a thing. And then Snowden happens a couple of years later. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
But you know all this information, you ask yourself, what can you do? Yeah. These guys have been ascending to power for years. They have access to all the top politicians, dictators across the world. It's just an interesting thing to know.
I'll check it out.
Well, you know, I want to get in some Tory Lanez. There's some new Tory Lanez in the building. Can I get some I Like You, DJ Manion, ones and twos? Around 8 o'clock, we'll give away two tickets for Taboo. I think we're going to play Name That Song. I know Porsche has a game called Would You Rather. I don't know, we might play with some of our guests coming up later. But we have Rebecca from Sexo Plays here, and we got Pania Lux LP coming up later on in the show. So, you know, it's the Morning Detour. Keep it locked. You can follow us on internet, Facebook, and YouTube. The Morning Detour coming to you live from DJ Kick, 6714 Fielding. I'm DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. Porsche Kiss is in the building. See us from HLR. Let's get into it. Just that one, we gotta talk to her nicely, DJ Maddie in the ones and twos. That new Tory Lanez, I Like You. You gotta bring your significant other to Taboo tomorrow night. It's a night of sexual discovery. Get your tickets on Detour 5 and 4. Link is in the bio. That new Tory Lanez, the Morning Detour.
Tab for the bad loop, send the city and it's all on me.
Hey.
Time, no time when the love so blind that you're all I can see.
I feel like he's singing a Porsche on this one. I feel like every Tory Lanez song is like a Porsche Kisses pitch. See me.
City and it's all on me. Time, no time when the love so blind that you're all I can see. Head for the bad loop. Send the city and it's all on me. Time, no time when the love so blind that you're all I can see. No, the night won't be the same if you don't leave with me. Top head down, they tie your dress down, no eye. I like it.
See when Tory Lanez hit you with this vibe? He's matching your heartbeat.
You like
the Morning Detour like every Friday from 7 to 9 on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Let's get into it.
Cause girl in the back, city got the itty bitty, but that come with it. Got you hoping that a flash come with it. Looking single in the club, but you hoping that a man don't get it. And she pulling up late night, no tees, play fight, big jaw, gray white. To the daylight, put it to sleep, cause I don't need no Xan. With me, then she gon' need both hands, yeah. Big penthouse, spend another 10,000. Nothing getting rent out, money getting sent out. Good brain, good head, get the sense out. Then I make it rain in the bed, pull a tent out. She likes the way I put boy what down, and I likes the way I ain't gotta call her whenever I'm in town. But she know when to pull up. Pull up on the black, throw the hood up. The Bucktown boy, what grain with the foot up. Call me when you need somebody to work on that body the way that it should up. Yeah, I pull up AM, scotch color gray bands. Whole room darker than Ray-Bans. And I'm still on it like spray tan. I would get it popping with you or your eight friends. But look, I like it.
Falling, I'm falling.
Falling, falling, falling.
Yes, 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 yes. It's the big homie Jay Noir, Montreal artist, produced by Richie North, Fool's Gold. Big up yourself, Jay Noir. You on the Morning Detour, the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
Cause I'm getting tired of combat. And you threw that knife in my lungs, but you still on my mind like them lies on my tongue. And I still see your eyes in the sun and its rays. You cry at night, but I hide. I run from the day. I'm living in the darkness. It's the only place my heart is. That moment of peace from them demons and people that's poking at me. I have hope in my dreams, but the more that I go, I lose those that's closest to me. I've lost focus, it seems.
Hold up, what you looking for, young man? What you think you find through that door, young man? No love when your heart is full of war, young man. Ain't no tears over here, not anymore, young man. Just a room of regrets and wasted dreams. Fools go. Yeah, we chasing things. So turn around and don't you wait for me. Sincerely, the darkness that's taking me. Okay, I'm gone, forgotten. I'm falling to the bottom of the well with my wishes. They wish me well when I'm slipping, but I'd rather fry and die in hell than drown with you fishes. I'm a shark in the water smelling blood. In the instant, sister told me best not be burning these bridges. But she don't understand, it's cutthroat. Wanna cut ropes with this music business and choose to listen for my soul. It's been missing for a minute, so I'm cold. Pain is love. What I've been so, but
it leave it up to me. Would I really wanna give you my love? Would I really wanna give you?
Yeah, let me tell you something. Sales, when the Morning Detour goes into a reality show mode, we're giving away too many secrets. When the Morning Detour transitions into a reality show with Portia Kisses and Tata and Tracy Paul and Sales and Big Will, Sales gotta do all our intro song. You know how 50, he does all of his joints for Power. That's how we treating Sales from HLR. We're gonna pimp Sales out. Sales doing all the intro songs. We splitting the royalty down. What's it called now? The splits. I want all the splits from Sales music. I want to be the Jimmy Iovine to Sales. I promise you, HLR in the building. Great music. Montreal artists, make sure you follow him. Sales 514. You know how we do things.
Would I really want to give you my love? Would I really want to give you my trust? And I hear you don't want to hear you right now. But you're right up in the city, I know. Melodies I wrote, divide strokes. And I give you my love. Really want to give you my love. But I really don't want to give you my trust. My love. Really want to give you my love. But I hear you right now.
Yeah, right. Could be that someone I come home to late night. Love it like it's Christmas, you see in them fairy lights. Started on begin, all you wanted was just to win. I'm guessing you love to swim, I send you to bed right. Headlights, leaning shoulder head right. Plus she riding cool, she good in school, she got the head right. Ain't gotta ask for that type, know you deserve a post. Around the coast, you got your bread right. Cause mommy said she want me booed up. I buy her flowers, meet me at the jeweler. Ain't another me, baby skin are smoothed up. Know you gotta keep it real, if you wanna choose love. Major gains
the
boondah.
This is the main thing, me and Shorty rocking on the same train. Have the neighbors waking up to bang, bang. She could be the one I love, be the one I love. Cause if you leave it up to me, would I really wanna give you my love? Would I really wanna give you my trust? And I hear you don't wanna hear you right now.
Presidential, rolling, RM, wait. Whenever I found time, it's okay.
You know, when this song came out, I started to understand some things about Future. Future's mature. When the Porsche's face on this way. Let me turn on Porsche's mic. I feel like Future's starting to connect with the ladies a little differently.
He's trying to get more.
Emotional relationship coach Raging Kwaku told me. She goes, Weezy, you're not humble emotionally. And then Future gave me this. Let's talk to Maddie a little bit.
Praying for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I step on codeine,
watch
I get
my shit in the building.
Praying for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time
DJ
I step
Manny
on codeine, I get wrong.
It's that Future and Drake. Wait for you.
When it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere, nigga, going.
No, you can't.
I've been in the field like the children of the corn. Shit. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself because you can't leave me alone. Gossip, get messy. It ain't what we doing. Traveling around the world.
And they said Future can get soft, Porsche. And they said Future can connect with the female gender. Talk to them, Fuse. Oh boy, you know my favorite guy, Drake. He can always talk it the way I feel it. Talk to them, Drizzy. Walk me through it.
Don't say it cause you know that's what I want to hear.
Yeah. The life changed. Yeah.
I sit on my balcony and wonder how you're feeling.
You know.
I got a career that takes my time away from women.
Always.
I cannot convince you that I love you for a living.
You can't do that.
I be on your line, feelings flowing like a river.
Hey.
You be texting back, you at Kiki on the river. Mm. Message say deliver, but I know that y'all don't get it.
Nobody got the message.
Why you introduce us if you knew that you was with him? Made me shake his hand, we all been fucking. Y'all complain because you know that I'm a swimmer. Supposed to be a dog, but you done put me in a kennel.
Can't do
Girl,
that.
Put a muzzle on it, all that barking over dinner. I was fucking with you when you had a tiny presidential. You got better when you met me, and that ain't coincidental.
Nah.
Tried to bring the best out you, guess I'm not that influential.
Hey, we just different in the morning. We just different in the morning. The number one morning show in the country. I am the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. There's not enough chocolate in the world for Porsche kisses. Katrina like Goldfinger. She like a James Bond girl. You know how we do things. The morning detour. DJ Maddie the ones and twos. And you burn a boy last.
I know go feed the girl, I'm a mind that's you get talk. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulated my love. I know holy and I know that kepo. Like the baba frayo, my ayo, don't cry yo.
Montreal, my city, 7:40 in the morning. We outside. R&B in the city, sold out. Sunday is going down. Tomorrow night, Taboo, a night of sexual discovery. Make sure you get your tickets, Detour 514. The link is in the bio. We going in.
I did put a cut run and kill Soboma. I did try to buy moto. Want to
use a couple of
moves.
Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs. Only drugs is hip hop. Rush your Ferrari. Okay, DJ Matt, we are not at the Jamaican Association. We are not at Taboo Club just yet. I saw you feeling. Everybody dancing in the car. If you're on the metro, don't be shy. You can move side by side. If your mask fall off, it's all okay. We got monkeypox now. You know how we're doing things.
We make you feel like, say, I don't do right. I just be generous, Mariana. Just because you still be my numero uno. Yeah. I'm not gonna play you for red food. Cause you see right through me. Yes, I know. Ooh, yeah. If you gon' believe them lies, baby, just realize that's for me. Yes. Baby, be the finest.
morning, Montreal. 7:44 in the morning. The number one morning show in the country is The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchase, alongside Portia Kisses from Smashing Sweet MTL. The name of your company is so controversial. I love it. I love the fact that everybody that went to Wager, it's a different kind of fraternity. It's a different kind of vibe. And that's not to dispel people that went to Argyle or Riverside or Marymount or Lavoie. I mean, or, you know, I wear a Montreal show, so Cavalier, Dunton, you know, Harry Bahasa and all of them on them over there. I just think that Wager was just different.
It really was.
And you try to explain to people, and you just never understand. When I went to college at Champlain St. Lambert, they had heard of Wager. Now, granted, we had some basketball players from Wager that went to Champlain, but it wasn't that. It was the culture. We were like the Lakers of high school. It was just different. No, because when you think about it, what other high school can you go to where 300 people are just as nice as you?
Yeah.
When you were a guy, come on. I went to school with Kashika, Portia, and Crystal Hicks all at the same time. And there's a whole slew of other chicks I'm forgetting too. Mm-hmm. You can't match that fire, man. It was the Bounties, the Star Qs, the Andre Bostons. Ah, it's so crazy. So this morning, 7:45 in the morning, let's get into this news. Not so friendly, this news this morning. Well, you know, let's start where, you know, Montreal's passions lie. So Quebec liquor stores will see second price hike in 6 months. SAQ is wild in sales. SAQ got to chill. So for the second time in just over 6 months, Quebec's liquor store SAQ will see a price increase. This time, the price will go up 3.7%. Now, everybody gets kind of misguided by these low percentage numbers, but they add up. I know some of you guys ain't going there for SAQ for just one bottle. So it adds up, right? It's the second time in 6 months. Everything is high. Gas is high. So, like, you don't want us to drive. You don't want us to drink. Soon the SQDC number is going to go up. Now you're going to tell me planting weed is expensive. Mm-hmm. This is so crazy, man. It's so crazy. Second time. Oh, this is real interesting. You guys got to take notes what's going on in Canada's top court. So Canada top court says voluntary extreme intoxication is defense in violent crimes. Now, hold on, Maddie. Pause the beat a little bit. I think, you know, I mean, I know it's early in the morning. I think everybody got that one. So the Supreme Court of Canada issued a major decision on Friday allowing criminal defendants in cases involving assault, including sexual assault, to use a defense known as self-induced extreme intoxication. Now, I'm not going to get into all the legal parameters about this, but basically, for the man them in the hood, and, you know, for my more, I guess, educationally inclined folk, you can literally rape a person and assault them in person, and you can use that as your defense that you were too saucy. That's what the Canada's top court is saying.
Crazy.
This is the defense now.
Wow.
Extreme intoxication.
I just want to say that will only kind of, that'll work for one race in particular. You know what I mean? You guys don't go out and use intoxication as your excuse, okay? You're getting arrested. You're going to jail.
Portia, you didn't get the info packet. This is the morning detail. You could be as non-PC as you want to be. This is not in the favor of non-blacks.
Most definitely not. No.
So effectively, it means defendants who voluntarily consume intoxicating substances and then assault or interfere with the bodily integrity of another person. I love how they said that. The bodily integrity of another person can avoid conviction if they can prove they were too intoxicated to control their actions.
Loopholes.
Crazy.
Yo, what world are we living in, man? Like, listen, I just watched The Family, so my mind is totally different now. I'm seeing tentacles everywhere. Like, this don't make sense. Why would they make this a thing?
They're making a thing because there's a thing gonna happen. So they have to, like, put things in play so that when it does align, everything's all good. You were drunk. Intoxicated, sorry.
Justice Nicolas, was it Casiré, in the unanimous 9-judge ruling, he goes, to deprive a person of their liberty for that involuntary conduct committed in a state akin to autonomism. Hold on a second. You see, this is how they try to fool you. They use a lot of big words. Like,
you
like
just got TI on it.
Yeah. I know. I can't even say the name of his podcast, which is annoying to me. What's the Estraca Policist? I don't know. I can't say it. To deprive a person's liberty because he chose to drink and get too saucy.
Stop it.
And then he chose to put hands on somebody that said no or somebody that didn't want their attention.
What?
And you're worried about their liberty?
Stop it.
This is the world we live in. It's so blatant now, they don't even try to hide it no more.
It's disgusting.
What can we do about it?
Nothing. Literally nothing. Exactly. It's crazy.
And they
nothing.
Know that, and that's part of the game, right? You can't really do nothing about it. We can inform ourselves. You know, we could probably march. I think the Red Coalition is kind of busy already. Because quiet is kept. Bill 96 is a big problem.
Yep.
And I feel no one is signing the petition. I signed the petition. I'm going to put the link up there on the Detour 514, being our link in our bio. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Bill 96 is going to change our life in Quebec. Like, I'm going to have to move, man.
That's a real thing, yo.
Bill 96 is definitely a real thing, bro. But, you know, when we had Balarama Holness, candidate, a political candidate on the show, we talked about the fact, I brought up a fact that 2 weeks ago, they did a poll. And they polled citizens in Canada and said, what is the most corrupted province? And of course, lo and behold, Quebec was number one because we are the ugly duckling of Canada. We are the cousin nobody wants to invite to the family dinner. Mm-hmm. This is how things is lining up. Let me give you guys Exhibit A. So Montreal Inspector General blasts STM for contract breaches again. I thought this was the first time, Maddie. The STM is a habitual line crosser. And you think to yourself, it's just the Metro, Portia. It's just the Metro. I don't know how you guys' mind works. Because I'm looking at this way. I'm like, if they're corrupting on the Metro level, how are they moving on things a little bit more serious? City contracts, you know, the bridge. The bridge is already in a deficit. The thing was half done. They used the wrong bolts. They brought the wrong machines. The level of incompetence in this province is crazy. And I get it. You know, the politicians are like, you know, the defensive, you know, they're like Westbrook sales. They get defensive. Oh, you guys are always attacking us. We're doing the best job we can.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really, though?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really, though? STM, let me talk to you about them, out. Shout out to the Montreal Inspector General. They be busy at work. They don't even teach you in school how you get that job. How do I become... Maddie, I know we're closer to the window. It doesn't mean you look out the window when I pan to you. How does one go to school? How does one go to school to become the Montreal Inspector General? I wonder. So, so the Montreal Inspector General has once again wrapped the knuckles on the Société de Transport de Montréal for ethical breaches in awarding of consulting contracts. In a report tabled Monday in the City Council, Brigitte Bishop said the STM committed several breaches in awarding 3 consulting contracts valued. You know what I mean? If a man want to do a thing on a sly sale, they say, yo, I'm going to try run the thing one time. These guys are so blatant. They did it 3 times. like the level of disrespect in this country is crazy. Like, they don't even care. They're like, you know what? You know, we're not going to cheat you one time. You know what? You know, we're going to do it 3 times. You know, what are they going to do? Really? What are they going to do? So they awarded contracts valued at $1.7 million to an outside firm to manage group insurance plans. She also faulted the transit authority for the failure of one of its employees to disclose that he was married to an employee of the firm. Collusion, collusion, mm-hmm. collusion. They should change the name of our province to just collusion. And like give it like an Aboriginal name. Like what's the Aboriginal
name?
Yeah. What's the Aboriginal name for collusion? You know, I only learned collusion when I started studying U.S. politics. I promise you that. 2021, how many people do you think died last year? Pedestrian cyclists, motorists in Quebec, according to the SAAQ. What do you guys think the number is?
Is it in the hundreds?
So the Provincial Insurance Board, man, we got a lot of boards in Quebec. There's a Provincial Insurance Board found that 347 people died on Quebec's roads and highways in 2021. And that 137 of those fatalities involved road users described as vulnerable.
What does that mean?
I don't know. 4 out of 10 victims of fatal incidents on Quebec's highways last year were pedestrians, cyclists, or motorcyclists. The Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec announced on Tuesday. I don't know, man. Like, my issue with the cyclists, though, they be getting mixy in the road now. Sure. You're not a car.
You would swear.
Yeah, you're not. I thought it was talk, man.
I be getting vexed, man. I can't lie.
I thought it was just me, sales.
I'm nervous when I'm, like, riding behind a cyclist. Like, I go so slow just because I'm, like, so cautious that they're going to, like, zoom in front of me.
I'm fully aware I'm going to hit somebody.
Oh, no. Let's not put that into the universe.
No, we'll.
Oh, boy.
They be getting close, boy.
Too close, man.
I know most people, like when you learn to drive, right, did your driving instructor tell you to understand the dimension of your car? Like, to understand, like, how big you are in relation to... You know, they never told you about that. I can't be the only one. You have to always study the relation of your body, your vehicle in relation to other vehicles, so you kind of understand what you're dealing with. Yeah, I swear my side mirror is going to hit a cyclist at some point. Right there on his wrist. It's gonna go
oh, it's already happened.
Oh.
Yo, they be riding back. That was crazy, man.
You know, when we came up in the late 90s, you know, you could have cycled on the sidewalk. I don't know what happened to that. I don't know why that became a problem. Nobody kind of like, you know, how things happen in Quebec in terms of laws and rules and stuff. You kind of just go to bed one night and you wake up in a whole different province. Mm-hmm. That's how it is in Montreal. Because what was the problem with us biking? Like, I learned to bike on the sidewalk.
Me as well.
I don't know about license plate.
I'm not that old yet.
if we're gonna go down nostalgia lane on the morning detour, let's bring back the damn McDonald's pizza. Let's talk about that.
Delicious.
When's that coming back?
I never had that, you know.
What kind of childhood did you have?
All right, guys, let's put the jokes down this morning, man. Let's get a little serious here. You know when I pull out the Kanye, the Jay-Z Minority Report, it's about to get mixy this morning. So I don't know if you guys heard, if you've been living on the rock, 10 dead in a mass shooting at Buffalo Supermarket. So 10 people were killed and 3 injured during a mass shooting at a supermarket on Saturday afternoon in Buffalo, New York. It was a high-density black area. The shooter did do his homework. I think it was like a 78% or 80% black population shops in that area. So the shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. It don't need no investigation. The dude live-streamed it, had nigger written on the gun. Now, for the older folks that don't understand live stream, he shot all 10 people, and it was live video online. That enough is crazy. I can't wrap my head around that. So, it's an act of racially motivated violence, extremism, they're saying. It's just a hate crime. We're going to add all these extra words to it. U.S. Attorney General. So the 18-year-old suspect was arraigned on first-degree murder charge on Saturday evening. The suspect was previously investigated in June 2021 for making generalized threats. I never know what that means. Generalized threat while he attended high school, according to the Buffalo Police Commissioner. Now, I don't know at that point why he wasn't put on a list, why he wasn't on a watch list.
Yep.
How many high school students are really calling in generalized threats? That the list is so abundant, you know, we couldn't bother to put another name on it.
That's something you take very seriously. Yeah. Very seriously.
They said when Columbine happened, there was no forewarning. You know what I mean? They said with the Dylan Roof, and the Dylan Roof really stuck with me. Dylan Roof is the white guy that shot the black parishioners in the church. And they brought him for Burger King after. It's wild. And, I don't want to preach to the black community this more, but it's funny to me that we have all this, like, you know, this light outreach here and there. But when these things happen, everybody gets real quiet. We become so desensitized to these things happening. Now, I'm not inciting violence. I'm not saying we should pick up arms. I just don't know how much of this we can take. Because if you don't like black people, and I've said it many times on the show, that's cool. Just stay in your corner, don't like black people. But to go the extra step, you're going to pull out a gun. Live stream the thing and then put nigger on the gun. It's a little bit extreme to me. So, 4 of the victims were store employees, including a security guard. Apparently, the security guard was very heroic, you know, in the time of need. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, the Buffalo shooting suspect, Peyton Gendron, was a worker at the local Conklin Reliable Market for about 4 months and left about 3 months ago, according to the store's owner. The alleged gunman in the Buffalo mass shooting made very disturbing statements describing his motive and state of mind following his arrest, according to an official familiar with the investigation. So this is his whole thing now. Let me go to it. This is a theory called white replacement theory.
Excuse me?
What's that?
I'm going to get into all that. So one of his motivations, they're saying, was this whole theory, you know, it was growing online. So it's called white replacement theory. So it's a police probe conspiracy's role in Buffalo shooting. So a racist ideology sweeping the internet's fringes into the mainstream is being investigated as a motivating factor in the supermarket shooting that killed 10 people in Buffalo, New York. So what is the great replacement theory? Simply put, the conspiracy theory says there's a plot to diminish the influence of white people. Now, 2 years ago, Portia was on the show, and Census USA came out with something. Mm-hmm. So Census America said by 2037, white people, Caucasian people, are going to be in the minority. And I told y'all then, and I'll tell y'all again, that ain't going to sit well with a lot of Caucasian folks. I told you that ain't going to sit well. The Hispanics and the blacks are multiplying at a high rate. We're very loving. We're a very loving group of people. Yeah. You know what I mean? We like to get close to each other. If you're Hispanic or black, you know, Jamaicans only want to have 20 kids with every woman that they know. You know what I mean? I ain't going to hold you. But this is a fear that many, you know, as you can see, it's a sweeping trend online.
Yeah.
Many white people are feeling this white replacement theory. Believers say this goal is being achieved both through immigration of non-white people. And one thing, you know, certain Caucasians always want to slam immigration. But the people that are migrating to these countries like Canada and USA, they're doing the jobs you don't want to do.
Yeah, hard workers.
And nobody wants to talk about that. You make it seem like, you know, immigration is so wide open. They're coming through and they're living at the Trump Plaza. They're doing jobs nobody wants to do. So it's being achieved both through the immigration of non-white people into societies that have largely been dominated by white people. So what does that mean? So because the society was largely dominated by white people, nobody else can come in? I thought we were supposed to be a melting pot.
It sounds like an excuse. That's what it sounds like, an excuse. It's like they gave it a name.